So, what are your questions?
I would like to ask Rinpoche whether he would go into the...
Could you speak louder, please?
Sure. I would like to ask whether in the five great reasonings of the Rongtongpas, whether Rinpoche would like to go into the logics of each one a little more. I understand that he more or less named each of the reasoning, such as the one and the many, and that that was a proof that there was no essence, but he didn't go into the logic of how that works, why the one and the many proves that there is no essence. And likewise for the other four, if he could just give a little more of the logics of each of the one. I understand that he can't give very much more, but just so that to explain how each of them work a little bit more.
Yana check and over them, but to buy him gogre. Yana to know over them, but to buy him gogre. Check tongue to my lend by ino, then it demi be chagre. Check that to my lend by ino, then do in batten rao. Yomare. Malam raore. Oh, yeah. Tambute.
So first, taking the first argument about things being free from or beyond one and many, if then something were to be truly existent, it would have to be existent either as one or it would have to be existent as many. So if then one shows that things are not truly existent as one or many, then one shows that they do not exist, that they are like things in a dream.
Pena ta zog dravati demba trupam rangin je trona tene zog rangin zog rangin zog ke chom ke te dutin re zog dravi ye te dutin re dutin ya dutin rapa dutin trava dutin trava le trupa re tene ta zog demba to go na dutin demba to go re do tharap demba to go re dor khin do thawa demba to dor khin do thawa demba to na thambu chik demba to go chik demba to na tumaya demba to go re ta madu bju te kar sana thambu do tharap dor khin do thawa chik la ta che ta na do thawa chik Madhubre. shenda traba traba jie na dine do traba jing ma dom. Do traba jing ma dom na dine jing ma dom na duma yang ma dom pichab gare. Dina zoke zongji do dutin te jik da duma rang yinle deba yibise na dine zoke debar ma dom.
So, for example, if one applies that this reasoning of being free from one and many to form, to a form, then if that form is going to be held to be truly existent, then that form either has to exist, as was said, as one or many. But then when one looks at that form, one sees that it is made up of, or it is a collection of, then, very minute particles, perhaps we'd say atomic particles. And then if one, so for that form to be truly existent, then one has to show that those minute particles are also truly existent. And so first one looks at them in a coarse way and then in a subtler and subtler way. And one sees then, when looking at it, when analyzing it, from its most subtle aspect, that one cannot show that a single particle has true existence. So since one particle does not have true existence, then one cannot say, since one particle does not exist, then many, being a collection of ones, also do not exist. Since those small, minute particles do not exist, then the form itself would ultimately have no existence.
Dina nintu se drama wa namje dutin chami denba drupan dupare. Dutin chami denba drupan dila ta omer kwa kichye no te denba ma drupare. Jumtsin kararasa na dutin chami dila rapa kongo trupa kapje uje dutin.
For example, the school then, the early Buddhist school of the Vaibhishekas, then they held that small minute particles actually did have a true existence. And then this view of theirs was refuted by the Majjhimikas by saying then that, okay, if we look at these small particles that you assert to be true, then they either have to exist as one or as many. And so when looking at, say, one small particle, then it's seen to have a center, and then it is seen to have an upper part and a lower part, and it's seen to have the four directions of north, south, east, and west. And this being so, this singular particle is that you are certain to be existent is no longer singular, but it's many. It's not one particle, but it's many particles. And so then one cannot find a single particle that exists. Then chame druk yuna?
Cha tru yuna tene chame druk selamare. Cha. Chame druk selamare da. Chame tela cha. Tengo da.
Mm-hmm.
rākpa drop to go mare.
Rākpa drop to go mare.
Re re chimbo drop to go mare. Ganga chami re go, ganga chami jik. Ganga chami jik do tarva chong yo.
So if it's then, if it can be divided into these six directions, or six parts, then it no longer exists as one. And if it does not have these six directions, if it is partless, then you can't get a kind of grosser form out of a collection of these being partless.
Mama dutin traba de batron do zebre tanda dutin traba de chena me sen gi che re tan ke na ka che che na yang zo ya me bare se gi duwa thon ya yo na che ya yue pe chao gu re che ya yo na thong tu pe chao gu re de ni chi che yo bu so chi de thong gu re de ni yang de le yang che ya yue re de zan ni che de pe zo ya me bare se gi duwa de na wo le sa no tan na dutin de bar ma do pa dutin
So the then scientists, Rinpoche says scientists today then, that before anyway, before they held the view that minute particles had some existence. And now, however, they hold the view that these particles can be divided and divided sort of ad infinitum, and that also that how the particles appear is in relationship also to how they are seen, and so that this seems to be somehow in accordance with or in agreement with the mind-only school, the Chittamatran school. So the mind-only school then would say that outer objects are not sort of independently existing, but they are in relationship to, they are a kind of imputation of thought existing in the same way that objects in a dream would be and also imputation of thought.
Tene sakien zukien rawo yina, sakien rawo yina tene kanga sem je sarcha rawo. Suraj nama tutsu tam je sem je sarcha, sem je rawo, sem je san rawo jire mato suraj yamare. Suraj meba malam tabare.
From the Mahamudra and Mahaati points of view on this matter then would be that outer objects exist in the sense of being the light or the radiance of the mind, that other than being the self-light or the self-radiance of the mind, that they do not have any independent existence.
Then they call that Chava Oma Jinli Kere Thangbo Dutindawa Na Chikdar Tadro Thangbo Chikdar Khe Tene Todar Khe Tene Chikdar Toma Len Deba Se Tenebe Tense Ki Rangin Je Mato Pa Drogo Vare Tangbo chik, dutin te chikdar drop, chikdar yin pichum sinke, tene todar yin pichum sinke. Ta chik da toma le trar chardu tene ko tense gui chare. Tene chik da toma da trawe serna rang yin je maro ba kye wale.
Tangbo chik le drup.
Chik trarwa, chik le trupa mara, chik le trarwa. Chik da toma le trar te, chik da toma le trawa, chik da toma le deba chikwa ra. Chik toma rang yin do meba, te tanda chikwa.
So in the then Majjhimika tradition, then in for this particular reasoning, that first there one would show that things are free from being one, and then one would show that things are free from being many, which is a collection of ones, and then those two together, the things are free or beyond being both one and many.
Dina pena mo yenda cheke duten te chek ta tome rangin to duten denba to perke lang no tela tampo rekne je jo chon jo Tene ko tetson chi pa kap so tene ta jor ko go re. Ta tetson chi pa kap so tene zog chu chin, du tin chu chin, denbar me te chik tome rang yin en de ba se se. Tene ji su ta jor ko go re. Tangbo juen ju zo go re. Juen ju me te la tan jor se re wa. Juen ju tan jor sun jin se ji chi go re.
So, first then, if one holds to things as having existence in the sense of if one says that they exist as either one or many, then the first thing to do is to point out the fault or the mistake of holding that view. And then if the one who asserts that things exist in that way, if they give rise to doubt concerning what they previously held, then at that point, then one argues in the form of a syllogism, which would be like Rinpoche was saying earlier today, given a form that it has no true existence because it is beyond then one or many.
Dutin denba drum no, June Dutin, Tambo Coranson Taji Domini, Dintin Dutin denba is Sampanam doyere. Dutin denba is Sampanam do, Dutin denba drupa is Sampa killing you, Coranson. Taji to killing you. Tila, Tinit Dutin denba drupa, the repunuzi, Mandava Mambu ye. Repunuzi Mambu tembeata. Narangoma denba is Sanjo, Kixena denba is Samara.
So, for example, if someone then first holds that particles have true existence, have inherent existence, that they really do exist, and one is absolutely sure of that, one holds that view, one asserts in that way without any doubt, then the first thing that has to be done is to point out the fault in reasoning, the fault in logic, to the person who holds that view, so that they come around to thinking, oh, well, before I thought the things really did exist, I thought that these atomic particles or particles really did have true existence, now I'm not sure. Now maybe they don't have true existence. Then once one is in sort of that frame of mind or has those doubts, then one puts it into the form of an argument such as given small minute particles or atomic particles that they have no true inherent existence because they are beyond being both one or many.
To
go into this like very, very minutely, one needs to explain really a lot and a lot. This is very clearly presented in the ornament for the Majjhimika in this text, where then these arguments are gone over and explained extensively.
Tene chik thoda thosu kapsu ta malam je nama te chik toma ta trabe jumsen te yapo ha kona te pindo chenpo yungare.
So in this regard, it is very beneficial to consider how things or how appearances in a dream are not truly existent in the sense of being beyond one or many.
Tene dorje zingme tense ke kapso tha yele ma chi pe rawa da le che na rang le rang che ba yin na pe na me to ta ba me to te rang le me to rang ni le me to rang che ba yin na te ne che ba do me par thar wa ta che ba thok ba me par thar wa ni o man ju pa le so ba re pe na me to ta ba ngo bo che rang le rang che na rang le rang che ba da le da che na che na Tambu ni da yore, rang yore. Tambu ni da da rang yore serna, rang jeva la dunda meba, tang jeva tokpa meba chung yore. Kara serna rang ni rang jena jeva tong meba tar, tambu ni rang yore serna. Rang yore na yang jie gogore serna, de mare, rang yore na yang yangjar jie gogore serna, de ni jeva tokpa meba chung yore. Rang yore na yang yangjar jie gona, Then the Jeva Toga Meba. Jeva Gazeti Jena, Jitsaya Meba Junior. Jeva Tomeba Tarva, then Jeva Toga Meba Tarva, Tarva Nier. Jeva Tatuba Meba. Gazeti Jena, Jitsaya Meba. Jeva Mazoba.
Oh, Sagamar.
Sagamar. Teddy Jena, Jit Sagamar. Garrison, Jitana Yanja Jigogri. Jeva Toga Meba Tar, Jitana Yanja Jigogri.
So moving on to the
next.
So moving on then to the second argument, that of the diamond sparks, the first part of that, that is saying then that things do not arise from the four extremes. Then the first of these is that things do not arise from themselves. And then this is the argument that was mainly, that has been mainly presented in the Majjhimika Avatara by Chandrakirti. And here he says, well, if things that there's a fault in saying that things arise first from themselves. Taking a flower as an example, if you say that a flower arises from itself, then the meaning would be here that there would have to be a flower before a flower arose. And so if there were a flower already, then there would be no reason for there'd be no purpose or reason for another flower to arise, since the flower already was there. That's the first fault. And the second fault would be that if it did arise from itself, that there would be no end to the flowers arising.
Then I give pena donga, ta dale chena donga le donga chi go re. Same change donga de, donga le donga chena. Donga le donga jena Tanda Tambu ne koran donga re Tene donga le jeva don yo mare Yo na yang Muma ne yo na yang jie go na Tene donga ka tse jie na yang zoya meba chakare Donga ka tse jie na yang Donga zane zoya meba Donga tsariya meba chakare
So if we take instead of a flower in this particular case. So, Rinpoche thought that I was going back and talking about the flower again. Because I was prefacing the remark, moving from the flower to suffering. Now I don't know where we are. Then, okay, the flower's finished. Then, if we replace the flower with suffering, if suffering arose from itself, then if that would mean that first there would have to be suffering. Suffering would first have to exist, and then it would have to give rise again to suffering. So the same fault would be, one would have here, that there'd be no purpose or reason then, in one sense, for suffering to arise, since suffering already existed, and again, there'd be no way to end suffering, since it would continually arise from itself. Yeah, so Rinpoche thinks that it's quite easy then, the first part of this argument, it's quite easy to understand how things then do not arise from themselves. For example, with suffering then, one sees how one is sitting sort of with a peaceful mind, and then from that kind of peaceful mind, then some kind of suffering newly arises. So that shows that suffering then does not arise from itself, because if it arose from itself, that there would first have to be suffering, and that wasn't the case. The same would be with anger, that if anger arose from itself, then it would have to, first there would be anger, and then there would be, then first there would be anger, but then what that is seen, that is also not the case, that anger arises from a state which is not anger. So then, in terms of this first aspect of the argument, then one should think about this logic, that if things arose from themselves, then there'd be no purpose, number one, for the arisal, and number two, the things then could continually arise. So, if in the second hand, if things arose from something other than itself, then you could have the situation where light was arising from darkness, and darkness was arising from light, since it'd be a situation where things arising from something completely other than themselves. And this was then said by then Chandrakirti. So there could be the fault then that anything could arise from anything. And for example, if you take like suffering, if you say that suffering arises from something other than itself, then the suffering could arise from any object whatsoever. Any object other than itself whatsoever.
Yangchik.
That it could happen.
It could happen when it, I mean, if something could arise from something other, then it could arise from something which is not the cause for itself. Like suffering would arise from, say, like suffering would arise from anything. Or light could arise from darkness could arise from light, whatever.
Okay. So I'll repeat that then. So if things could arise from something other than themselves, then they could arise from something which is not the cause for themselves. For example, then light could arise from darkness in that sense. So then in the Majjhimika Avatara, then this example is given of darkness arising out of light, and other such many different various examples similar to this one to show how things then do not arise from something other than themselves.
Mm-hmm. Dene dayi ni kalı mı ki de da da yin rere ni mi ki bizes. Da yin rere ni ma ki ne ni kalı ki mare te lela.
So the third part of this argument of the diamond sparks is easy. Because if it has already been shown that things do not arise from themselves and things do not arise from something other than themselves, then it follows that things do not arise from both themselves and something other than themselves. In the Majjhimaka Avatara, then, this aspect of the argument is just given a few lines, and not more time is spent with it. The reason for that is because things arising from themselves has already been refuted. Things arising from something other than themselves has already been refuted. And so that it follows and it's easy to understand how they do not arise from both themselves and something other than themselves together.
Tambu jot dutin dawo te jume le che bande bare jume le che na tene ha ja do pore sa jume le che wa yin nan jik tin be le ka ta su te mi do tarwa la so ba yang ma bu yare jik tin ba nam je dev go to me to go to la so ba to be che do tene le ka mang bo jam be tor mang bo se ba la ten da me ba tha kar re sa na
So then, the final part of this argument is things do not arise without a cause. This is something that was asserted in India by the nihilists, then who would say that things do arise without a cause. And if this were so, then there would be no purpose in doing anything. For example, there'd be no purpose in all of the work needed to bring about a harvest of whatever, flowers or whatever, since things could arise simply without a cause. And so then this argument was attacked in this way. So moving on to the third argument, where one is looking at the existent or non-existent of the effect or fruit at the time of the cause. So if the result or the fruit already existed at the time of the cause, again, there'd be no meaning for it to arise. And secondly, if it did not already exist at the time of the cause, then it would not be able to arise. So one needs to think about this from a very, very subtle point of view, that there's no benefit to think about it from a coarse point of view. For example, thinking that like a mother and a child, that would be like a coarse point of view. But looking at, say, the flower arising from the seed, then one has to look at it saying the very subtle minute particles of the fruit exist at the time of the very minute particles of the cause or not.
Duti dutin den jwan do ye rwa ju dutin dan dev dev dutin ju dutin thaba ti ten dev dutin thaba che ba ka so khande se che ba yin se ju dutin thaba ti ten lan dev dutin thaba yo ta me o te re.
For example, looking at the time of arisal of the flower and looking at the very subtle minute particles of the cause and the fruit, that these change. And so then one again needs to investigate it, whether they are existing or not existing, the very minute particles of the fruit or the result, whether they are existing or not existing at the time of the very minute particles of the cause. So again, as before, if one then understands and has refuted already that one has refuted the existence of the fruit at the time of the cause or the non-existence of the fruit at the time of the cause, then it's easy to understand both the existence and non-existence at the time of the cause, or neither the existence nor non-existence at the time of the
cause.
So again, going on to moving on to the next argument about that one fruit then arising from one cause, or one result arising from one cause. Again, one has to look at it from the point of view of very minute particles. For example, if you say that one particle of the fruit arises from one particle of the cause, then one has to ask oneself, how does this happen, since from the point of view of small particles, they have the same size, number one. And secondly, how does it arise if the fruit, if the cause then has not ceased, or how does it arise if the cause has ceased? So if then the cause, the small particle of the cause, has already ceased, then how is it that the particle of the minute particle of the fruit arises, the particle of the cause having ceased, if they both have the same size? Again, looking at there being the Juchik Dang Drebu.
Juchik and Drebu Tomachi.
So how, looking then from the arisal of many fruits from one cause, again looking at it on this very minute level, how is it that one, or how is it that many fruits or results would arise from the minute particle level, would arise from then one cause? If the cause then has already ceased, the one particle of the cause has already ceased, how is it possible, for these many particles of the fruit to arise? And again, if it hasn't ceased, how is it possible? So that one particle then it's not possible for one particle to arise, it's not possible for many particles to arise from the one particle of the cause. So, for example, how is it possible for one particle of the fruit to arise from five particles of the cause? If that would happen, then the one particle that arose from the five particles, the one particle of the cause that arose from, of the fruit that arose from the five particles of the cause, that this would have to have five parts to it, five parts to it.
Tene jo jo yudhiti thoma ke devi yudhiti thoma yanchi thogu mare pe na jo yudhiti ja thamba ke devi yudhiti ja tu chigle chie na re re ke re re chie kogu thogu ten ro yang thogu mare kathare ngma chie ke chie chie thogu mare ba tete chie kwa yamba.
So, for example, how would it be possible for many particles of the fruit to arise from many particles of the cause? If you had, for example, 100 particles of the cause, and from that there arose, it would not be possible for 100 particles of the fruit to arise from that, because that would mean that from each particle there was arising another particle, and that has already been refuted when speaking about that one does not arise from one.
And
so that would be the argument of things not arising from what are called the four alternatives. About one arising from one and so forth. And so then again, one has to keep thinking of this from the point of view of the small particles, that there's no connection between cause and fruit here, because at the time of small particle point.
Wana kandere se na ta tenda wo la sa na ta na thon tam par ngi ne che ba yo ma re du tin le du tin che ba yo ma re ni na ye che ba thon wa ti sem tan ba lo la se na sem tan re ma lan ta ba re o ma ba lo la nam do ka ta pa tan re se ke.
So then ultimately speaking, then there is no arisal happening on this particle level. However, coarsely, then things are seen. And how are they seen? From the Chittamatran or mind-only school approach, then it is said that things are simply mind and they appear like appearances in a dream. From the Majjhimika point of view, then it is said that things are simply imputation of thought.
Tendra wo tuna trupa la tender sikare.
So then the last argument here, that things are simply the mere appearance of dependent arising, then the meaning here is that one thing does not arise simply from one other thing, but that it is arising then from a collection of causes and conditions. For example, the flower doesn't arise simply from a seed, but it arises from the seed and the earth and water and heat and air and so forth. And again, for a finger snap doesn't arise without the coming together of causes and conditions. First, you have to have your two fingers, and you can't make a finger snap if you only have one finger. You need both fingers. And then again, simply having both fingers is not enough. And then you also need to have like the conception or the thought that a finger snap, you know, that you're going to do a finger snap, otherwise it won't occur by itself. And then you also have to have some space or emptiness between your fingers, because if there's no space between the fingers, you're not going to get a finger snap. And so you have to have all these things together for a finger snap to occur. And in that way, Nagarjuna has said that all phenomena are then the collection of or occur due to dependent arisings, and that there's no phenomena that does not exist in this way. So all phenomena then. So then all phenomena depend upon then dependent arising. And since they depend upon dependent arising, then all phenomena are empty. Then one can understand in this way how things are without true inherent existence. For example, the meto dang dungar.
Meto dang dungar denbar me.
For example,
meto chuchi dungar chuchi denbar me de tender in bases. Kaki chuchi ni zong hai.
For example, then the flower has no true existence because then comes about through dependent arising. The suffering also has no true existence because it comes about through dependent arising and so forth. So also in the secret mantrayana, that dependent arising also holds a very important place, is also important. From the Majjhimika point of view, then dependent arising is used to establish emptiness.
sangak lo le tin de kare sana tene dorje lo pon je wan kor na rang to pa che wa ta so dorje lo pon je sina rang te pa la so tin de le tin de to pa che wa le tin de ta ha chang kar che ma.
And so then in the Vajrayana tradition, one's realization then would come about due to then receiving the empowerment from the Vajracharya, and then would also come about dependent upon the causes of one's own faith and the blessings of the Vajracharya. So in this sense, there's also a dependent arising is important or plays a part.
Tene maha madhira saja chimbo do yina tene ranga tepa ta lame ngo trepa tundu la tente sem je ne lok tokpa tenya tente la ra le pare. Te lo pa ke teta maru ku pe la jane sungur song yuro wa te tente la ra le gare.
So again, in the context of the Mahamudra teachings, dependent arising is important because one's realization of the nature of the mind depends upon both one's own faith and also the pointing out instructions of the Guru. And this is also then said in then the song of Tilopa, where he speaks about, again, sesame seeds and sesame oil. Good to read this song many times again and again, because it's a song of a great Mahasiddha. The words of a great Mahasiddha contains a great deal of blessings and a great deal of power.
So
how is that then, Rinpoche has?
Thank you very much. Yeah. That was exactly what I wanted.
Tatare.
Tatare. Kere nga tso tanda tu tso chi la ten tse nga hi ga chi tan lo jong kap su yina chik tu ra chi ten tse la nyama mangbo to gore. Rwa? Tanda nga tso ten tse chi ten tse nga po te nyama chik la tsaba zo go duwa. Tere. Chi tan hip cha se na tene ten tse re re la ja chi mu chile.
So here then, Rinpoche needs to explain all five of these in a one day. And generally speaking, that one goes into them very, very much more extensively. Here we've gone through all of them in one day. Generally speaking, if one is really studying them extensively, one would simply take one of them and go over it again and again, using many different examples, and looking at it very, very extensively, and finish one and then go on to the other one. Rinpoche then thinks and feels that everyone here is very intelligent, and so that if you look at the translations of the Majjhimika Avatara and the Bodhicharya Avatara, and look at those carefully, that this type of reasoning then will become clear. So in particular, what has been translated into English at the moment is simply the root text of the Majjhimika Avatara and the Bodhicharya Avatara. That in particular, then there are many commentaries in the Kagyu tradition. Then there are the extensive commentaries on the Majjhimika Avatara by the 8th Karmapa Mikyo Dorji, and their commentaries and extensive commentary on the Bodhicharya Avatara by one of the Pal Rinpoche's Sukla Tengwa. And so that in the future, hopefully, then these will also be translated. It's not the name of the text, it's the name of the Pao Rinpoche. So, in general, then, there are these four main traditions of the Sakya Geluk Nyingma and Kaju, and each of them, then, the root texts of these, the root texts, such as the Bodhicharya Avatara and the Majjhimika Avatara, are the same for all of them, but then you have the different commentaries. First of all, you have the general Indian commentaries on these texts, and these are common for all of the four schools, and then besides that, you have the different specific commentaries of each school.
Thoram lobda yore nalinte thoram lobda yore tene lobjong ba phachir ja ja la sa lobjong zo gi yore ten du konso yinji ke khingi yang mang bo yore tene tanda tundu se de te mang bala deba to so rembe jena so sarpo ja chem bo lobjong se to gre sam ba yo tena turko yang mang bo yo.
So that at the moment at Roomtech, then at the Nalanda Institute, then there are many tulkus who are studying there, many students who are studying there, and many of them also know English. And so in the future then, hopefully, then these commentaries, the knowledge contained within these commentaries will become available.
Rajar te yapo mena pecha kine yang yapo jor thugumare ti che tu tandangi na bhayar la marpet rajar lobda singi rajar lobda chi tsuyu ti gupa te kare sana yom pecha lobjong zogo yere yoma tene nalen te maro o thorem lobda ni thong yom bakapso tene kejor yapo yona le lavo lobjong si thugure pecha jor thugure sambayo.
So then in Nepal, Rinpoche has founded an institute called the MARP Institute for Translators and Translation. And then he hopes that in the future, then many of these commentaries will first be studied and then later will be translated.
Rumtek kita bercula yang dewa so konsekien samsan jorci kita so konsona lela bojagre. Ti tanda Nepal lela so nanti ni dewa so gay. Karena sana cuma nampak so pe konsolo dewa so pe ye tene kejor so ke jor nyom tene jor rumpolo kom gogo nuga. Kom rojo tene lela bojungre ya sampai. Ijut
sendiri di Nepal itu.
Re.
So then, the institute. So then, this institute being in Nepal, then it's possible for the people, the tulkus and so forth at the Nalanda Institute at Roomtech to come into Nepal and to discuss and to teach on these commentaries, and also for the translators to meet there. And So by this meeting, then, hopefully, these different commentaries will become translated, such as the commentaries to the Majjhimika Avatara and Bodhicharya Avatara, And if then they are translated in the future into English, then be able to read them and things will become quite clear. And so since there are many students studying at the Nalanda Institute, So then also here, that there are many people working at the Nalanda Translating Committee, and so by their work, then also hopefully in the future these commentaries and things will get translated. Are there any people here from the Nalanda Translating Committee? What's your name? So you need to translate these commentaries of the Majjhimika in the future. So if any of the honored people who are gathered here today have any more doubts or questions, please ask them. And we'll do some meditation together. So then, Dakpo Rinpoche, Gampopa, then it's said that one does not. One will not understand then the meaning of emptiness simply through hearing about it and reflecting on it, but one then needs to unify listening and reflection and meditation.
Zonrik tupe mihi dimle tur minga sambe tizong muna jom gomzong wuji nelo gigi sar hirap somje nawa niya pariko sombare.
So the third karmapa, Rangjung Dorji, has said in this regard, then through listening to the teachings and commentaries, then one is freed from the darkness of ignorance, and then by reflecting on the oral instructions, then one is able to dispel doubts, and then arising from the light of meditation, one sees the nature just as it is. And so then he made the prayer that may the light of the listening to the teachings, reflecting and meditating upon them, may that increase.
So the
meaning of this verse then is that through the speech of the Buddha, the teachings of the Buddha, along with reasoning, then through first having simply heard those teachings, then one can come to understand what is meant by emptiness. One can come to understand what is meant by when the nature of the mind is spoken about, the abiding nature of the mind. However, then there will still be doubts concerning that, and so then one needs to apply the wisdom of reflecting on the teachings to think about these points again and again. Through doing that, then one, through reflection, one gets it subtler and subtler until one becomes free from doubts. Being free from doubts, then one needs to meditate on it, and through meditation then one will come to realize the abiding nature of the mind. And that's why it's quite important to unify this listening, reflection, and meditation.
Yeah.
Non è un incontro di adoro, va?